Yes, yes, yes. You are very welcome to the answers section of Good Stuff. The first episode of Good Stuff. The family-friendly quiz released every month by the Weekly Roast. Guys, I hope you enjoyed the quiz. Lots of people said that the Christmas quiz was very hard. I thought it was quite reasonable. And also, apparently younger people are doing much better than older people. So let me know how you found the questions in the first episode of Good Stuff. If you enjoy the quiz, subscribe to the podcast, and every month you will get a brand new quiz sent to your inbox. Yeah, not your inbox. It'll just come up on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or the Go Loud app or wherever you consume material, decent or otherwise. Okay, let's get into it. The answers to the quiz are as follows. Bear with me, okay? Question number one. The question was, who was Donald Trump's vice president? Or who is, rather? Damn, how am I? I need to pay more attention. Who is Donald Trump's vice president? The answer, of course, is J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance. The answer is J.D. Vance. Oh, surely everybody got that right. Question number two. The chess legend Magnus Carlsen was excluded from one round of the World Rapid and Blitz Chess Championships in New York City for what reason? He was wearing the wrong jeans. Isn't that mental? He was wearing the wrong jeans. That's the answer. Apparently they were from Superdry. You know, those ones that go down and then go out over the base London loafers and you wear the jacket with 53 zips and you're actually just an undercover Garda in Slane Castle asking people if they still listen to The Thrills in 2023. Nevertheless, Magnus Carlsen was wearing the wrong jeans. That's another point. Question number three. And the question was, answer number three rather, which British soap will celebrate its 40th anniversary in February? Which British soap will celebrate its 40th anniversary in February? The answer, of course, is EastEnders. EastEnders. I've never watched an episode of EastEnders. Thankfully, my own personal rock bottom has never fallen through the trapdoor down to soap watching, but EastEnders. I suppose you're pretty good, actually. Question number four. And the question for number four was, the Gavin and Stacey finale was the most watched thing on British television on Christmas Day. I hope you all watched it. It's rare that people can do these retrospectives and get them right. And by God, did they get it right. It was pretty much perfect television, next, of course, to all of the works of Armando Iannucci. Nevertheless, you don't need to hear any, none of you want to hear any of that sort of additional slop. How many people watched the final, the grand finale of Gavin and Stacey on Christmas Day? The answer, my friends, plural, 12.3 million. The answer is 12.3 million. So the Gavin and Stacey finale was watched by 12.3 million people. That's another point. Question number five. What is the theme of the Chinese New Year in 2025? AKA, what's the animal? What is the theme of the Chinese New Year in 2025? And the answer is the Year of the Dragon. Did any of you ever watch Dragon Ball Z? Sort of like a post-Pokemon style. Not for me. Although, interestingly, I was in Hong Kong once. And you know, on buildings in Hong Kong, they keep the 13th floors completely empty. Like, not even built. There's a gap in the actual structure of the building. And that goes back to, apparently, dragons being able to fly through. It's a superstitious thing where they think that the dragon needs to be able to fly through, otherwise it's bad luck for the business. Or something like that. I'd had about four glasses of sake, even though that's Japanese, good stuff. I'm making a Horlicks of this. Nevertheless, the Year of the Dragon. Question number six. In which year did Ireland join the European Economic Community, EEC, now known as the European Union, the EU? The answer, my friends, of course, 1973. Good year, actually. Well, not here, but... Question number 7. What did Ireland win its first Olympic medal for? And there's a bonus point in this one if you know who won it. I love this question. What did Ireland win its first Olympic medal for? Are you ready? Painting. The answer is painting. And guess who won it? Jack B. Yeats. W.B. Yeats' brother. Isn't that mental? I never knew that until a few years ago when I heard it in a pub quiz. Nevertheless, question number 8. Daniel Day-Lewis has been nominated for an Oscar 6 times, yet he has only won an Oscar 3 times. Now, what were the movies that he won the Oscars for? The answers, of course, are My Left Foot. Bang, what a film. There Will Be Blood, one of the greatest of all time. And Lincoln, which I was asleep for 74% of. So, My Left Foot, Lincoln, and There Will Be Blood. What we'll do is, you get the full point if you got all three of them. No, do you know what? Will we do a point for each one? If you got a movie, you got a point, because it's too difficult. People probably didn't get all three. Let's award 1 point per movie. Question number 9. Popular in the Netherlands, what type of food is a frikandel? In the Netherlands, what type of food is a frikandel? The answer, my friends, is a sausage. Never had it, never been to the Netherlands. One of the few places I've never... There's countless, infinite amounts of places I've never been to. One of the few popular, most visited places that I've not been to, I suppose. Anyway, the answer is sausage. Question number 10, the last question before we'll take a brief musical break, to a number that I made in London many years ago, a little disco edit from 2014, back when I was pursuing the musical dream. That's gone well. Which famous British actor starred as Sherlock Holmes in the BBC TV series Sherlock, which debuted in 2010? The answer, of course, about which famous British actor starred as Sherlock Holmes in the BBC TV series Sherlock in 2010 is Benedict Cumberbatch. And there's the music. Enjoy the break. Back shortly with the rest. Okay, my friends, welcome back. It's time for part 2 of the answer section of this week's episode of Good Stuff. The monthly quiz, let me know if you enjoy it, on Instagram at Megan Mark. And if you would like to receive more bonus quizzes, let me know. I think they should become a monthly occurrence. And potentially, by the way, if we were to really think big with this, we could turn it into a weekly thing and... I don't know, somehow make it interactive and get people on the phone. I don't know, we'll figure that out. Nevertheless, let me know if you enjoy it. We could give away some great prizes. But before all of that, let's just cut straight to the chase. Featuring this poor man's version of Bradley Walsh, Mark Megan, and the second bunch of answers. Question number 11. What year did Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, the final book, get published? What year did Harry Potter... and the Deathly Hallows, the final book, get published? The answer, of course, 2007. The same year I was doing transition year, would you believe? That was productive. Question number 12. Which iconic British boy band released their final album, Up All Night, in 2011, before going on hiatus in 2016, which iconic British boy band released their final album Up All Night in 2011 before going on hiatus in 2016. And the answer to that is One Direction. Of course, how could it be anybody else other than the boys from 1D? And the reference I had in the clue was that one of their members is mentioned in my book, who, of course, is Harry Styles, and the couple of nights that I met him in New York in 2015, maybe 2014. I'm sure he's up all night thinking about those two encounters as well. Nevertheless, question 13. In 2003... which TV series, set in a high school in the fictional town of Sunnydale, ended after 7 seasons, having gained a cult following in the UK? If you can hear the dog in the background, it's because the Ring doorbell has just gone off and he's now going crazy. I'm going to have to go and get the door and then come back. I'm sorry. One second. Bertie, relax. Bert. Sorry about that. Obviously, it wasn't Fast Away Couriers. They were due here about 6 years ago. The question was, which iconic... Oh, no. The high school in the fictional town of Sunnydale ended after 7 seasons, having gained a cult following in the UK. The answer? Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Sarah Michelle Gellar. Do you remember that? Do you remember Buffy? And then there was Angel afterwards. Question number 14. For all the sports nuts and rugby aficionados out there, in which year, did the Irish rugby team first win the Six Nations Grand Slam in the professional era? In what year, The answer, of course, is 2009. The same year I did the Leaving Cert. A1 in Honours English. 100%, literally 100, well, I think 100%. A1 in Honours English and a D3 in Ordinary Level Maths. So, the joys of ADHD. Question number 15. England were beaten in the final of Euro 2024 by which country?
England were beaten in the final of Euro 2024 by which country?
Spain. Is that, that's potentially problematic. Spain is the answer. The answer is Spain. Question.
Lo siento, pero no hablo mucho español. Question number 16.
We'll do a normal accent for that. Which is the highest grossing movie of 2022? What was the highest grossing movie of 2022? I mean 2024. Oh my, I'm making such a hames of this. I'm sorry. I've had a coffee and... The highest grossing movie of 2024 was Inside Out 2. Isn't that surprising? I thought it was going to be Barbie or Oppenheimer. Inside Out 2 was the highest grossing movie of 2024. Question number 17. What was the most streamed song of 2024? The answer, of course... to what was the most streamed song of 2024 is
Birds of a Feather.
Birds of a Feather by Billie Eilish. That song is a beautiful song. She's one of the most talented artists of her generation. But it's just too much on social media. We need to just... Question number 18. Which iconic British TV show, Only Fools and Horses, featured the character Del Boy? What was the name of the actor that played Del Boy in Only Fools and Horses, which first aired in 1981. The answer, of course, is Sir David Jason. Isn't that it? Sir David Jason. I think he's been knighted anyway. If not, he bloody should be. Question number 19. Actress Helen Mirren turns 80 in July, but how old was she when she won her first and only Academy Award? And what did she win it for? The answer, of course, is that she won it for her role in The Queen, playing none other than The Queen, at the age of 62. So the answer is she won it in 2007 for playing The Queen in The Queen at the age of 62. Question number 20. The final one. What year did Ireland become a republic?
formally. What year did Ireland formally break free from the Commonwealth and become a republic? The answer, of course, is 1949. I know. It's not 1920 or 22. You can Google it. It's genuinely 1949. It's not a trick question. So, there you go. And with that, we are at the end of our first ever episode of Good Stuff. I hope you did well. Send me a message. Let me know how many points you got out of 20 or 23 or 24, is it, when you factor in the bonus points? I hope you enjoyed it. I'm really grateful for all of your support over the last year with the weekly roast. If you enjoy the quiz, let me know. As I said, I think we should make this a monthly thing, and potentially even, if we can figure out a way of getting people to compete with one another, we could turn this into a weekly thing and we could get prizes on board. So let me know what you think. Friday mornings are the way to do it, I think, just to get you in the mood for the bloody weekend. Am I right? No, Mark, you're wrong. Nevertheless, thank you so much for listening. If you enjoy the quiz, subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just click follow or subscribe to this pod and it will be delivered to your phone whenever the quiz comes out. Furthermore, I'm on Instagram at Megan Mark. So if you do enjoy the quiz, shoot me a message. Let me know how many points you got, and or if you'd like different categories in upcoming quizzes. I'm always open to advice. Well, I say advice. I'm open to compliments because they build my self-esteem, and I'm open to support, mostly emotional. Anyway, that's all we have time for. I hope you have a great weekend, by the way. It's Friday. Enjoy yourself. See you soon.